This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We'll be seeing her do that show, that song live. That's my guess. Mm-hmm. At Alice in Winterland, which is on sale now. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and just added Flora Cash. December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Tickets and everything, all the info and all that is at RadioAlice.com. We're asking that you donate a toy at the concert or go to toysfortots.org for a drop-off location near you. And don't forget that today at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, today, tomorrow, and Friday, tickets and turkeys. It's a big week for us here. You get tickets for Alice in Winterland, and then you get a Safeway gift card so you can buy your turkey.
Yeah.
Getting y'all ready for Thanksgiving. All right, we're going to start the celebrity trash with some music. A lot of times we do that at 8 o'clock. I tend to round it up. So we'll start with Billie Eilish's Bad Guy. Gets a deathcore cover.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. it's a YouTuber called Totally Wild.
Okay, so this isn't even a legitimate...
Oh, no, it's a legitimate band.
They are.
Sort of. Here's a picture of them. They're in just a small room. They clearly are sponsored by Monster Energy Drinks. I see the Monster logo in a couple different places. But they're deathcore, and here's their cover of Billie Eilish.
For the record,
this sucks.
I'm not into this. This isn't my...
Is there anything good in it?
No.
Yeah, that's not my thing. I know that for some of you out there, you go... How's this any different than Slayer? Or it's different. To me, I can tell the difference. I wouldn't listen to that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I wouldn't listen to
that. That guy with the glasses is the guy going, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's a no. That's a no from the Sarah and Vinny show.
Yeah, I don't endorse that.
I just wanted to quickly point, because we like tattoos on this show, too.
Yeah.
In case there was any doubt that Moby is into animals and animal rights and stuff, because here's a picture of him from a few years back. You know, in like 1987, he became a vegan. He was inspired by his rescue cat, Tucker. And he got Vegan for Life tattooed very prominently on his neck.
I see a lot of the vegan. I've seen vegan straight across the front of the neck, too. Mm. It seems to me like you're... helping yourself stay true to the
cause.
Yeah,
it's definitely to look in the mirror after eating a steak when you've got vegan written across your neck is going to be problematic. It's definitely a statement, and whatever helps you remember not to eat anything. And, I mean, I'm sure he's a no leather, no animal, nothing guy. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's a very hard life to lead, and the vegan police are out there. So we got some new, I guess he's saying technically 12 tattoos. In case you... weren't already convinced by his Vegan for Life tattoo, he got animal rights.
Oh, my Lord.
Just tattooed down his
arm.
All
the way.
Yeah,
wow.
Just giant letters, animal down one arm.
See, rights. I'm not against that, and I believe very much in his cause, and yet, is it too much? Yes.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
You know, that's his thing. Moby wants to be
Hold
the
it
guy.
Up, Ben, see if people can see
yeah.
it on the camera.
You look at him on Instagram, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
It's really
it's a lot. But it's fun. Look, fun tattoos. That guy seems super fun. Like, I'd just love to hang out with him for a day.
Well, you know what? I don't know. This is the guy who got himself into trouble with his little book, right?
Yeah, he was saying that Natalie Portman and he, and she was like, no, you were a creepy dude that hung around me.
And he canceled everything, right? Like, he was about to go on a tour to
book and
everything.
Forgot
and he
about
had to
that.
Cancel everything. This just happened, what, 3 months ago?
Feels like it. That feels right. It was probably 3 years ago. But it feels like 3 months ago.
I think it was this year, and I think it was... You know, like
no, I'm not
spring.
Arguing with you,
no.
right? It's you know, just Shit. Saying. Who knows?
Time goes
time
by
these days.
But it seems like too much, and it does seem like
A lot.
He's going to have to find someone very like-minded.
Because
to
you
enjoy
can't really be
tattoos.
Yelling that from your neck and arms, and not also be walking that walk. And you need to have people around you who are also willing to not have any animal stuff. Boy, vegans are like the friendliest people. They're calling it a collaboration. Taylor Swift and Shawn Mendes have released a remix of Lover. We played it 45 minutes ago or so.
Good.
We woke up to it this morning. Taylor Swift woke up her fans with a surprise announcement. She and Shawn Mendes have collaborated on a remix of her popular song, Lover. She says, "Hey guys, I want to tell you something I'm really excited about. There's a new version of Lover coming." And it's out, so you can hear it. He steps in with his own little love letter in the middle of it. They even change up the lyrics, and it's very cute, very sweet. And so he does some little ad-libbing over the tail end of it. It's just great.
Is Camila Cabello pissed off?
They say it was probably a love letter to her, the words that he wrote.
Oh, okay.
Just because he was singing it with Taylor doesn't mean anything. And Camila was like, whatever gets us more money, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the money.
I saw a picture of him. They may have been at a basketball game, but he's sitting there and she's all over him. And it's clear someone's taking their pictures. And I thought, wow, she really wants to stake the territory.
Is this the picture you're talking about?
Constant pictures of them.
She just snuggled right up to him.
It's like that, except the one I saw, she's covering his face with her head. She's going in.
Mm. Well, they certainly look happy together. You know, good for them.
Hope that doesn't burn out.
Oh, I'm sure it won't, Vinny. Don't things like that last forever?
Yes. They sure do.
So a few months ago, I've only been following Justin Bieber for a little while. Yeah, I follow him. It's fun. Lots of pictures of his cats, tuna and sushi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's their names.
Yeah, and they have their own Instagram too, but I haven't broken down and followed that yet. Anyway, a few months ago, apparently, this was before I was following him, he had put something up on Instagram about him being Cupid in a movie. And people went, and then it sort of faded away. Well, now he has posted the first artwork from a new animated movie. He basically is going to be playing Cupid. This is a Scooter Braun movie, everyone. Scooter Braun is jumping into the movie business. I guess that Scooter Braun and David Mizell, he's one of the founding chairmen of Marvel Studios. They've co-formed a new studio together. It's called Mythos, Mythos Studios. The title character is sitting on a cliff's ledge, fiddling with an arrow as sunlight grazes his angelic wings. Here's your first look at Justin Bieber as Cupid, some new movie. Oh my God, I can't wait. There it is in color, Vinny.
So 23 hours ago. And it's got 900,000 likes.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see this movie. Justin
Bieber
is Cupid? My answer
to this is no.
Oh, mine's a hard yes. I'm fully in.
I'm going to need you to go home and ask Isla. Get back to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. She's going to love it. I'm Cupid. The CMA Awards are on tonight. Carrie Underwood's hosting with Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. Performers include Pink with Chris Stapleton, Casey Musgraves with Willie Nelson, Lady Antebellum with Halsey, and Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton. The Masked Singer is on tonight, too. This is a show that I have not seen any full episodes of, but
I am
totally intrigued. So anyway, it's on tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox, Finn.
I won't make it.
Well, of course you won't, because you'll be watching Survivor, the 2-hour
episode.
I don't know
if I'll make that either, but...
Take a nappy poo. I guess they do guest judges, and Triumph the Insult Comic Dog for some reason is still around
really?
And is a judge tonight. And the 9th season finale of American Horror Stories on at 10 o'clock on FX. I actually just started that show. I'm almost done with the first season of it. I had never watched any of those. This one's the Murder House one.
Uh-huh.
And of course, Survivor's on tonight.
Yeah.
2-hour episode. Talking about the merge, talking about maybe a double eviction.
What is the Country Music Awards on ABC?
It's on ABC.
Right afterwards, I've been seeing a lot of commercials for this. There's a Dolly Parton special
with
Robin Roberts that looks, you know, she's adorable, but I guess it's a little in-depth.
Like an in-depth interview.
Yeah, that's for Hooman and, of course, Shawnee Wani, who loves Dolly Parton.
Oh, Shawnee Wani loves Dolly Parton.
Oh, my God, so much.
Oh, I didn't know
that's
that.
One of his go-to songs.
Which one, Jolene?
I think he does a few.
Oh.
Chris Stapleton also features on Pink's album, Hurts to Be Human.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's Love Me Anyway. So they'll probably do that song, I'm sure.
Beautiful.
Right? Yeah.
It's a good pairing.
It is. Both their voices are so distinct and beautiful. That's nice. He's... Oh, yeah. Oh,
oh yeah.
Ooh. Oh, ooh, ah. Mm. Yeah, so that should be a good show. If you're into Country Music Awards, I don't know. I'm surprised you're not going to watch it.
Here,
I am into it.
Yeah.
Wise guy.
That's sweet. Mm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What's the smoking gun one that he does? Who's he a guest on that? Is that a post?
Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Yeah. I forget what that Chris Stapleton. It's called Blow. There it is.
Oh, it's not Bruno. It's the redheaded guy.
Ed Sheeran.
It's Ed Sheeran,
right.
Bruno and
Chris
Chris
Stapleton.
Guy. Damn. So good. We got more Christmas music than we know what to do with. So it's time for some Hanukkah music, guys. And by the way, the new hip thing to do is add plus to everything. So we got an album coming out called Hanukkah Plus.
Funny.
Jack Black, The Flaming Lips, and Haim are among the artists contributing to a new holiday album called Hanukkah Plus. It comes out a week from Friday, which is fantastic. We'll get to hear that before we go on Thanksgiving vacation. Jack Black actually did two songs for it. He opens the album with the traditional O Hanukkah and closes it with Shad Gaya, which I'm sure I'm butchering. Shad Gaya, which closes the Passover Seder meal. The album's producer says there's a real Jewish sparkle to it, and Jack really gave us a frame to hold in the rest of the record, so we'll get to hear all those songs. Jack Black, The Flaming Lips, and Chaim are among the artists who are on there.
All right.
So, Lamar Odom. Oh, he doesn't do that anymore, you guys, and he doesn't watch porn either. He's got a new girlfriend. Actually, I take that back. He has a new fiance. He has found the one. 40-year-old Lamar Odom popped the question to his 32-year-old girlfriend, Sabrina Parr, with a massive diamond ring. And guess what she said?
Yes.
Okay. Kill it.
No.
So this happened a couple days ago, but his son is talking about it, so I moved it up to the top of my pile. He said on social media, introducing my new fiance, soon to be Mrs. Parr Odom. She's the one. She is a health and life coach. They first got together all the way back in August when they went to Chipotle for a lunch date in Atlanta.
Just this summer?
Yeah.
You mean August of 2018?
I mean August of this year.
What?
3 months later, they're engaged. Initially, there were reports that the relationship was fake, but it doesn't seem very fake now. As for the proposal, I guess like NeNe Leakes from The Real Housewives was in the building and was part of the whole scene when he got engaged to this woman. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Thank you. Mm-hmm. She posted, so glad I could be here with you. Love both of you and praying over this union.
So with you without an H, right?
Yes. I just read it as written. And then they go on to detail his life with Chloe. Here's a picture of the girl. She's lovely. She's very, very pretty. I'm sure it'll last forever. Lamar Odom's son, Lamar.
Oh, look at that jacket. That must be designer. Did you look at his jacket?
I looked only at the ring. Let me see it.
My Lord.
Oh, boy. That is fancy pants.
That must be
and
Gucci.
Probably custom made, huh?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know
Versace,
what that is.
Versace, Gucci.
Prada.
Bryn will know. Hand that to Bryn. He knows this stuff.
Know.
Yeah,
well,
you,
sure you do.
I know nothing. I really don't.
It's a very. It's wearing? A jacket. Oh, it's like a.
I would guess that's Versace.
It's got like a Greek key logo design around the collar, but then it's got sort of like a weird sort of paisley thing going on. It's lovely. It's what a great jacket. So Lamar Odom's son, his name is Lamar Morales Odom. called out his dad on Instagram following the announcement that he's now engaged to Sabrina Parr. The son says, not a text or phone call to see how people who've known this dude his whole life to see how we would feel or react, wrote Lamar Jr. He's since deleted this Instagram post.
Right. Wow.
New shoddy for 4 months and already got you twisted. Fam and friends already don't approve of homegirl, but she already got your ass in a sunken place. The sunken place from the movie.
From Get Out?
From Get Out. Shame family got to find out on social media, but that's how life been all the time as a son of an Odom. Later, he took that down and wrote, sorry, I went a little too far. He says, last night I was emotional seeing my father got engaged through social media. I was hurt and caught off guard. At the end of the day, I'm a teenager that is becoming a young man. I have to be responsible for what I post. I have nothing but love for my dad and want what's best for him.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. It's not cool.
Well, it's cool. He was super hurt, cool. But he's it's hurt. Cool that he's admitting it.
Or yeah. Copy right. And pasted what dad sent you.
Yeah.
You're going to be posting this now, son.
I think that young people coming up feel like that next marriage means you're cutting someone else in on what we as a family have. And we're going to watch a bunch more of your stuff leave when she does.
Mm-hmm.
We've already watched it happen how many times?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this kid's old enough. I mean, he certainly predates Chloe. I just thought this was hilarious. I've heard that Arnold Schwarzenegger has like a military vehicle collection. He has tanks and lots of...
he's the dude who brought the Hummer to market.
Hummers, et cetera. Well, he ran errands in a tank-like SUV. I'll show you a picture of it in a second here. Are you looking at the picture?
I'm not. No, I've never... This is the first time hearing of this.
He drove to the Brentwood Country Mart. Okay. In a tank, Matt. Basically.
Yeah, see
it. It looks like a military personnel carrier of some kind. It's called a Pinsgauer all-terrain vehicle, 6 wheels. He was spotted having a little trouble getting back in at the market.
Mm.
Looks like a tough climb. It's high. I mean, you'll see. You'll see the door in a second here. It's a door that's got sort of a jog to it, and it looks tight.
It
oh, did you find it? Oh,
yeah,
great. Oh, there it is. There's he just pulled up to the Brentwood Country Mart in that.
That's pretty high. I wonder if that's
you just step on the tire there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that is what you'd have to do, stand on the tire, if it doesn't have a step of some kind.
Yeah, but it looks to me like the tire's your boost up.
It's the dude's pushing 70, so maybe he's
72.
Yeah. Anyway, they start at about $18,000. You can get a cheap one and can cost up to $70,000 depending on the model. And I don't know how tricked out you want the interior to be.
How much is the gas, though?
That's the question. Like, really, you're going to drive your 6-wheeled tank to the Brentwood Country Mart?
So silly. It's just screaming.
I don't want anyone to pay attention to me. Uh-huh. Don't just look away.
Yep.
Look away, everyone. They say he's famous for his massive car collection. Mm-hmm. Includes various Hummers and M47 patent tank, a Mercedes-Benz Unimog, that sounds dangerous, and an ex-military Dodge M37. I have no idea what he's spending on gasoline, but it can't be good for the environment.
Nothing's dangerous to Arnold, Sarah.
No, that is true. And I'll give you a choice here, Kanye and Joel Osteen or Pete Davidson and Kaya Gerber.
Neither.
Okay, well, let's do Dave Grohl singing with the Muppets on Sesame Street.
All right.
Sesame Street kicks off its 50th season this Saturday, and they have roped in Dave Grohl to help them celebrate. He is joining Big Bird and Elmo singing a song called Here We Go. Oh, my God. It's darling.
He's awesome.
He is. There's a guy who does not take himself too seriously.
You know what? We have a really cool Dave Grohl story, and I'm not sure I even remember it correctly.
What is it?
But when Alice first started, we were doing Boarding for Breast Cancer, which was a Susan G. Komen event.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And the band scheduled to play was Foo Fighters.
And they were a baby band.
They
at the
had
time.
So he's already the guy, the drummer in Nirvana,
right?
And is way up here,
right?
But in order to get Foo Fighters launched, he has to start at the beginning again, I guess.
Right.
But they played. I'm going to ask you. I don't even want to. How many people watched that show in the snow that day?
Not that many. They were right there at where you'd come down the hill.
Right.
On the right-hand side, if I remember. And I want to say that people were... I watched a little while it was...
Oh, I watched the whole thing, but barely anybody watched that show. Mm-hmm. They played right in front of us.
Right there on the
show. The outstanding thing, in my opinion, was the amount of spitting he was doing. Like, he chews gum and sings and spits, and you're just like, man, I can feel the spray of that dude's spit.
Mm. You got Dave Grohl spit on
you. I did
get...
But that... There they are. They don't have to do that.
No. Well, he doesn't have to.
I guess.
He wants to make his band happen. Mm-hmm. I guess he does.
And he did make it happen. He did the...
Oh, and they're still around.
Right.
And he's...
How awesome is
he's
that?
He's the
that
coolest
must have
guy.
Been 98?
That's
yeah,
what I'm thinking.
Something like that. Who else? Like Bare Naked Ladies?
Were they a different year?
That's all I remember is the Foo Fighters.
I thought there was really like a couple too. Bands.
Well, there were maybe bands for sure, but yeah. Who knows? I don't remember who was there. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Things from 2014 that feel like forever ago.
Oh.
And more after these.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's an Alice flashback. Thank you, Jane.
Jane. After hearing the entire song, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Now I remember.
Right.
Yeah. I've been thinking it over.
You remember that one, Vin?
Yeah, and she came around, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember meeting her.
Yeah. I don't really remember meeting her, but I remember that song being just like, you know, we would hear that all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think she ever had another song.
I don't either.
There's a couple songs. I don't know if they were hits.
Yeah. So I've been trying to think of this band for a million, ever since this whole thing came up where it was the flashback back. So I just went out into the hall to look at the old Alice.
Oh, the posters.
Were they called Alice Essentials?
Back then?
Yeah, Alice back Volume. Then? This is Alice Volume
Two
or something.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so it went up to, I don't even know, 11 something.
Right. So I'm looking through it and I see Sneaker Pimps.
Oh, yeah.
Six Underground. I've been thinking, is the name of the
take
band?
Take me down.
Six Underground.
Yeah, don't play it. I want her to, that's my request, unless someone else wants it. There it is.
I'll hear
that's it.
It. No, I like
and
it.
And that was right when like the whole chill thing was happening. Remember Alice got like a chill station when we went HD and all that?
Right.
So funny. So Sneaker Pimps, Janie, if you're listening. If you're not, it's totally fine. I get that you have a job and everything.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. PG&E is bankrupt.
It's weird. They're still paying a lot of people a lot of money.
They spent months trying to come up with a restructuring plan that would get it out of bankruptcy by the middle of next year. It looks like the offer they're going to make to the wildfire victims is $13.5 billion.
Mm.
So I don't know how that's going to go. I guess that has to be run past the people involved.
Right.
Once that, but it sounds like a lot of money.
$13.5 billion
with
a
B. Now I know people lost their lives. There's no question. There's no amount of money can give you your person back, and then you've lost your home, and that is at least you can put a dollar on that.
You can.
What will it cost me to have my home back?
Right. There's priceless things you lose when you lose your home, though.
Agreed.
Memories and memorabilia and heirlooms that you got from some treasured relative.
Maybe pets.
Sure. Oh, my God.
Right.
I was thinking of non-living things.
hey, you know, I don't even have the story in front of me, but I follow a lot of Australian people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They deal with fires, too.
Yeah.
Huge ones.
There was a day last week where not one drop, it's mm-hmm. unheard of. It's never happened. Not one drop of rain fell over the entire continent of Alaska.
And did they say it was going to last?
Of Australia.
Australia. it's going to last for months?
Yeah, it's crazy. They're,
it's major. Wow.
They were like evacuating Sydney.
So while we're not, I guess the point is we're not alone in this.
We're
this
not.
Is something that happens, and it's always happened in California. I know that doesn't make it any easier, but I've lived
like
here my whole
degree.
Life, and no, not to this degree for sure. But that's because we keep building
right
into places where you know. I mean, we continue to.
Well, what about Brazil? Those are still going on, right?
Well, they're setting those. They're burning that rainforest down for land.
Purpose.
We want the land. Get these trees out of here.
Here's another one for you. The Venice floods. I've never been. Yeah.
This is so crazy.
I've never been. Have you?
No. It's one of the places I'd love to go all through Italy. Oh, you might have been to Venice. You've been to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to Venice?
Yeah.
So it's already at water level,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's an ancient city.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's
it's...
the trip. So I can't show you these. We're obviously on radio, but it's super interesting to see just how deep underwater Venice is, and all the regular shops, a place you'd go in to buy clothes, they're up to their knees in water.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They've had
crazy.
To pull all the goods off the floor, put them in high places, nothing. If you, unfortunately, were traveling through Venice right now, you would have to have boots.
They've made a picnic table bridge across what I assume was a piazza to some palace.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
well,
there's just a row of tourists with umbrellas walking across this bridge of tables.
I can't
I
tell.
I called you from Venice.
Is the picture above that one? Well, no, that's not the one. One of the old basilicas, again, with all the stuff
right.
that is
precious and
irreplaceable.
Old and,
right. Oh, right. Here it is. This guy is up to his knees in it. That's in.
Jesus, look
so
at that.
Venice
yeah, he's
is...
pulling a pew along with him. Like, let's get this out of here.
Oh, right. Boy.
I FaceTimed with you guys when I was in Venice.
Oh.
And I remember what's crazy about that city was everything they did was through a boat because this is
yeah.
all these streams. So
mm-hmm.
even construction, they would carry, like, lumber and whatever. Garbage day, it would come with a boat and they'd put the trash
oh
rather than
God.
A truck because you can't drive a car around. Everything was on small boats.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah.
It's one of the wonders of the world, really. I mean,
they're
that
currently
it lasted this long.
At the highest water mark they've been in since 1966. Mm. In 66, they had the highest tides ever.
Oh.
And
so this is just a tide?
Deeper. Well, it's the tide. They're saying it's climate related.
Well, I'm sure, right?
But, yeah, it's tide related as well.
God. I guess they've been doing, I had heard that they were doing like flood abatement stuff there, that they were concerned, because that's the first thing I thought of when you hear about these big icebergs that shear off of glaciers and raise the level of the water, and that they're obviously, since they're inches above the water line, they're concerned about it.
Sure.
And that they've been trying to do stuff to make themselves less flood prone.
Well, the mayor is talking in the article that I was reading there about how we need people to listen to us now. We need money in order to save Venice.
I was reading a thing about Italy this morning where they're actually, like the Minister of Education has just put into place that the centerpiece of Italian education is going to be climate change now.
Mm.
Like they're
getting real
about
it. I
mean, too late for Venice, I guess, but you know, they're getting real about it.
Here's the thing. Maybe I have, I'm not smart enough.
You are.
But I have
give yourself
hope
some credit.
That people, smart people, can help us turn back some of the damage we've done.
I
believe
hope
in
too.
That. And I think, you know, look, I admit I made a mistake when I said, what are they going to do with my data? Who needs that? How could they do anything with that? And then you find out, well, they know how. Smart people know how to use.
They're smart
information
people who are
evil. For evil. Yeah. I used to feel like, I'd give blood. Who cares who has your blood? Now I'm starting to think like, I'm going to get cloned. I'm not giving anybody my blood.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you don't think?
I'm not worried about being cloned.
Well,
another person.
I don't like it. Anyway.
Clone away.
What?
I'm amazing.
Stop it. Wait
more
till
of
they...
me.
I don't like it. I'm telling you, I'm getting more and more. I'm starting to realize like my
Do you think they'd look into who they were cloning and take one look at us and be like, mm. Maybe we'll.
We don't need more of them.
We don't need more of them.
Maybe they clone you to commit crimes.
Oh, well, at least it's not me.
Will you be able to prove that?
I will. I'll be so much older. Dead by then.
Anyway, my point is, I do think there are good, smart people using their powers for good as opposed to...
Let's hope so.
Misinformation on the interwebs.
Yeah. Every time I hear about a study coming out of Berkeley or, you know, wherever, Stanford, my ears perk up. Like, oh, what are the smart people coming up? What have they come up with now? What are they doing now? How are we going to fix things now?
Well, you hear, like, it wasn't that long ago some kid had an idea about how to clean up the mass plastic island in the middle
gyre,
of the Pacific.
Right.
I don't know if it worked.
It didn't work.
Right.
But they were trying it, and so now you go back to the drawing board and, you know.
I want that to be a success.
Yes, I want that too. I think most of us are very disturbed to hear that there are huge floating islands of trash. Most of which is that microplastic that you can't even freaking see. And the birds and turtles are eating it.
If you're single and you're looking for the best place to hook up, it's Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta is a good hookup place, huh?
San Francisco comes in third place after Denver. San Diego, Portland, Oregon, Chicago, L.A., Madison, Wisconsin, Seattle, and Portland, Maine. All places.
Don't go to Maine. Everyone
where you can get connected.
No one's good looking at Maine. Maybe other tourists. You know what? I was my girlfriend, my sister-in-law, has a sister.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she's my sister's sister.
Debbie's sister?
Debbie's sister, Karen.
Oh, how's Karen?
She's
great. What's Karen's deal?
Well, she lives in Atlanta.
Oh.
And they just
Karen's
bought...
Karen's single?
No.
Oh.
She's not... I don't think they're married, but they're together. And they just bought this house in Atlanta. And I was looking... They're like, oh, here's the house we put in an offer on. And Debbie's like, oh my God, this is crazy. And she shows him, it's a effing castle. Uh-huh. It's a mansion. And it was like 1.2 million.
Really?
Like for 1.2 here, you can't get a good condo.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Both of my aunts on my dad's side, so his two sisters, lived here, sold everything, and moved to Atlanta. And they have giant homes.
It's just ridiculous.
But...
They live in Atlanta.
There's that too, but they haven't increased in value the way we're used to, where 2 years passes and you're like, well, look at that.
Let's sell. Get our half million dollars in appreciation.
They don't have that happening
there.
No,
I know.
Because there's still tons of space to build and no worries.
Yeah.
So.
Yikes.
They'll have a 1.2 million mansion, but they'll be stuck
always
in that.
Always have a 1.2 million mansion.
Oh,
well. I remember when we first got here, you know, prices were so much more reasonable compared. They were still ridiculous, but they were so much more reasonable when I first moved here in 97. And I just, if only I could have had a couple million dollars and bought everything. Like, honest to God, stuff is selling like, you know, I've been here long enough that I see, you know, I go to open houses all the time. So I'll see something again a couple years later and I just can't believe the price difference.
Mm.
Like, oh my God, if I only could have bought the house.
Yeah, I remember like $100,000, $200,000.
Yeah, you could get a place for that.
Mm-hmm.
There were places on the water that were like, you know, $700,000.
Yeah, now worth like four.
Dude, it's unbelievable. It's sickening, actually. Like a lot of people live in a house that they could never afford now.
Well, right.
It's good.
They're stuck.
Great.
That's one of the problems.
Right, but... At least they're getting that appreciation.
And
if you own the house.
And if you were to sell, let's say you go to yourself, all right, well, we have a new kid. We need a bigger home. Let's do that.
Mm.
And then you look at the tax bill that you're going to get on your new investment after you upgrade to a bigger home. You realize, I can't afford that yearly tax bill.
I know. The homeowner's tax or whatever, what's it called? Property tax?
Property tax.
That
property
is just tax. Like, I just gulp before I open that
like
envelope
the
every
only
time.
Thing that makes California livable where that's concerned is that Prop 13 that went through when I was in elementary school.
Is that the one that keeps it the same while you own it?
It keeps where you purchased your
unless
home.
Unless you improve it with permits, and then they'll raise the value of your home and ding you for that.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
You know something about that,
I do.
Yeah.
We did a major renovation when we built our house.
Mm. Well.
When we bought it, we didn't even live in it for a year.
Right.
I remember
renting out places. Mm.
Well, anyway, that's one of the ways people are able to stay in their home is thankfully the property tax can't go up to the going rate today.
Right.
How about a fast fact?
Okay, I love those.
When Levi's started selling jeans in the 1870s, they called them waist overalls.
Waist overalls.
Like overalls that stopped at your waist?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Waist overalls.
Huh. All right.
Later, to be known as jeans.
I wonder why they turned. I wonder where jeans came from.
I don't know. Hmm. They're down the street. Maybe we could ask them.
Yeah.
Hey, Levi's.
Why jeans?
I'm wearing my favorite pair right now.
I have my guest jeans on.
You have guest jeans?
Yes, I do.
Get out of here! You do not.
I do.
What are you right doing now in guest jeans? What?
Guest jeans. They're more like jeggings, but they're bell bottoms, so they're.
Yeah.
Jeggings.
Yeah, when did you get those?
May.
I feel like I check you out regularly, and I've never noticed those.
I wear these pants every 23 days, or however many pairs of jeans
those
I have.
Those aren't brand new.
Huh? No, I got them in May.
You've seen these?
No.
Well, how much time do you spend staring at my ass?
Right. Stand up. Let's see.
Well, it gets in my way sometimes.
All day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've seen those.
I haven't seen those.
I never noticed. Well, your coat's always on, so I would not have seen
that's
the guests.
Oh, is that why I haven't seen it? It's the parka.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's just your cross to bear, I guess.
Always the parka.
Can't see what the brand name of my jeans is because of my parka.
Who knew you had guest jeans?
Oh, my God. Well, it must have been on sale because there's no way I paid for it. Is that the outlets to begin with?
Exactly. I was going to say.
That's cool. They're really comfy, though. They're very stretchy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Don't text and drive.
Thank you.
And to tell you the truth, don't pull over and text either. You make everybody nervous. Like, is that person okay?
Yeah.
Are they okay? What's happening?
Right.
Who's just sending a text to Sarah and Vinny? Okay.
Keep going. Keep moving.
Yeah. You're not okay if you're pulling over to text us.
Dave rocking with Elmo is awesome, says 707.
That was great. He's just so in.
408 says, please share the link to the Sesame Street video.
Oh, would you mind putting that up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook?
Sarah Vinny Facebook page.
Thanks.
Sure.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it.
You got it.
You want it.
You got it. You bought it. I like it. I want it. I got it.
A truck sounds dangerous to you, Sarah? You don't even know what a Unimog is, let alone how to pronounce the name.
Yeah, you're right. I don't. It sounds terribly dangerous. And I was going through his cars. They were all like danger vehicles.
These are Arnold's
tanks.
Right.
Et cetera.
Sarah, it said Hadgadya.
Hadgadya?
What is that?
I don't know. Hadgadya?
What were you trying to say that they're helping you with?
Oh. I don't know.
I think it was the Jewish.
Oh, Shad. It was like.
Yeah.
So it was meant to be Hadgadya.
I see.
Hadgadya.
Okay. We don't deserve Chris Stapleton. His voice makes me bawl like a baby. Thanks for sharing that pink collab. Aww. Their voices are incredible together.
Yeah. That was actually amazing. She is going to be duetting with him tonight on the CMAs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're watching if you're not watching Survivor for some unknown reason.
We'll all be at the CMAs, Sarah. Don't worry about it.
Oh, really? Well, I won't.
I'll read more texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.